Nova 1035. It is a Thursday morning, and no, Dion has not suddenly had a voice change. He's still here in the background. You'll hear him snickering. This is Mossy. It's 8:25, and I'm very happy to take over for 5 minutes here on Nova from Dion. I am joined by Hapi from Side by Side Early Intervention Center. Hapi, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on such short notice. We called Hapi yesterday and said, you have to come in. We want to chat. So as you might know, last week Friday, Future Media had the Hit for Hope Golf Day. It was the very first charity golf day that we organized. We had Safland and Rand Merchant Bank as our partners. And it was an amazing day. We were so humbled by the support that we received from corporates sponsoring the water holes, from players coming out. It was jam-packed full. We didn't have space for one more team. We didn't have any more space for people on the course. We didn't have any more space for people in the clubhouse at Omea. They hosted us for the day, and it was so much fun. But Hapi, this was all in support of Side by Side Early Intervention Center. Before we go into the day, just for people that might have missed it last week, what do you guys do at Side by Side?
I am always so humbled to talk about it because it's actually bigger than me. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than Namibia. I would go as far. Side by Side supports children with disabilities, but it's not just the focus on the child with a disability. It's the focus on the family, the community, the healthcare workers, and Namibia as a whole. We advocate for children's rights who have disabilities. We advocate for the health that they deserve. We advocate for the awareness for their parents, the understanding for their parents on what is this disability, what will my future look like, and how can I live one day at a time fighting for my child's immediate needs? And that is what we are passionate about. Our center is situated in Goreangab. So there, we support the community. They come to our center. We see about 80 children per week, one-on-one sessions, schooling, school readiness, counseling, and then we also do trainings in towns. Now, this is very exciting because very soon we'll be on the road again. We'll be going to different towns, Otjiwarongo, Swakopmund, Walvis Bay, Mariental, Keetmanshoop, and those are the areas where we get to meet these parents, hear their stories, hear the fight these children had to go through to get where they are, and then give these parents hope again. And the hope isn't always in the physical. The hope is sometimes just in the stories we get to share, like telling our stories, get these parents to meet one another and then hear one another's stories, because this gives them fight, this gives them hope again, and this makes them advocate for their children themselves.
And it's like you've said to me before, you know, sometimes the prognosis is not great. Sometimes these children will not enjoy long lives. Sometimes there is no rehabilitation for them to live like able-bodied people. But your hope and your mission is to give them the quality of life that they deserve while they are here and support their parents. And what's amazing is that you do give that multi-level support. It's not just going and seeing a parent and saying, it's okay, we are here to give you some resources like food or nappies. It is really everything from physiotherapy, medical help, to food, to nappies, to emotional support. And you've got a whole team of people that help you do that. And we got to meet some of your team. And we got to meet some of your kids on Friday. And that was absolutely amazing to see how enthusiastic you all are about the work that you do. And someone commented at the day, you guys do the work that no one else wants to do. A lot of the time, these families are left out of society. They left on the fringes because no one wants to or know how to deal with these children's disabilities and give them quality of life.
Yeah. I think that's exactly it, is we don't know how to. I remember when my daughter was diagnosed, my husband and I both, we had to ask questions, but what questions? Like, we have no idea where are we going. We have no idea whether she'll live till tomorrow. Do we need to ask these questions? Do we want to know the answers to the questions? So this is what I'm passionate about, is during this week alone, we had two parents that had to make really difficult choices. And we were able, as Side by Side and as a team, we were able to go in and sit down with this mom and look her in the eye. And we were able to talk about the things that's crucial but heartbreaking at the same time. Mm. We were able to guide this mom into making a choice and then having peace with her choice. Is the choice going to, you know, whatever choice I make, is it going to go my way or the highway? But whatever choice I make, it's about the condition of my heart and the reason behind my choice making. And we have to understand that when we see persons with a disability or children with disabilities in the public, usually it is children that are able to go into the public, parents that have gathered their guts together and have taken the children out. But there is those children that's waiting at home to die, slowly but surely. And those are the parents that have to make the decisions that no one else wants to make. And we want to make sure that when you make that decision and it doesn't go the way that you want it to, have peace with it because you did everything you humanly could to support that child.
So, Happy, let's get to the aftermath of the Head for Hope Golf Day. Like I said, it's been absolutely humbling, and we'd love to break the news to you today, live on air for the first time, how much support the day gained financially. Before we get there, you said there was a lot of overflow from the awareness and a lot of amazing things happening at Side by Side now.
Yes. Since Monday, my phone hasn't stopped ringing. We were able to go to the hospital, see some new parents there that have heard about this Side by Side through the awareness that you guys did through the golf day as well. We got to sit down. One of these parents that I just spoke about came from this awareness day. We were able to sit down. We spoke to the ministry. We are able to partner now with the ministry and go further and then make sure that from grassroots level, we are able to educate these parents. The moment your child was diagnosed, we can go on. We were yesterday able to buy a whole bus full of nappies and milk that we're able to distribute amongst these parents, of which some of them are in Tumip. And because we are in Windhoek and we have families in Tumip, we need to make sure that we connect on a physical basis, which is supporting them with the nappies and the milk, but also through this we can have them referred to Windhoek where we can start building a relationship as well, because it's all about the long term and not the short term.
And it isn't just Nova 103.5. All our sister stations were involved, Omalunga Radio, Fresh FM, Radio Wave. Yep. And it's been amazing for us to use this platform to create the awareness. So at the Head for Hope Golf Day, there was just an amazing pledge made by Safintra Roofing Namibia. Yep. We'll be speaking to Gerrit van Rooyen on Friday here on Nova, and you'll be able to hear it on our other stations as well. He made a pledge of giving Side by Side Early Intervention Center $10,000 every month for the next 12 months. And he's said that they want to get involved in other ways with you guys as well to give you support through their business. And that was just mind-blowing, $120,000 over the next 12 months. Along with that, we got a contribution from Safland Property Group of $20,000 cash going to Side by Side. And then also from the auction on the golf day, the other money raised through entries and other initiatives, Happy, you are going to receive $233,000.
Oh. Just repeat that again.
$233,000 made up of those amounts.
Wow. Can I dance on the table?
You can dance anywhere you like. You can dance anywhere you like. Wow. And for us, it is a small drop in the ocean. We know that you guys do absolutely amazing work. And I don't think there's any thank you in the world enough to commend you guys for what you are doing. And we hope that this money goes a long, long way in doing the work that you've described to us that you do. You can follow Side by Side Early Intervention Center on Facebook. They've got a very active Facebook page, and you can actually see the work that they do. You can see the children that they help. Happy, I don't think I've ever phoned you or WhatsApped you and not gotten a reply really quickly. And you're always hustling for these children, advocating for them. So do follow them. And if you want to get in touch with Happy, you can get in touch with them via their Facebook page.
Thank you. I am still trying to get my words in a row, and I'm thinking already like my English daughter is probably going to run out.
Come Afrikaans op praat.
But I don't think thank you really cuts it. And I want you guys to understand that this is not just money. It's pretty much everything that we believe in is being run from a financial foundation, which is very true, but it goes a very long way. And I always say, you know, starting with a child, if you change a child's life, you change the next generation's life. Trying not to get too emotional now. If we change one generation, our next generation is covered and protected, and it's inclusive, and it understands, and we all are unique, and we all look different, and we all sound different. And if we can start embracing one another's difference, we can change Namibia $1 at a time. Thank you.
Thank you to each and every sponsor. Like I said, our partners, RMB, Safland Property Group. We had so many corporates on the field. We had Pupkovitz, we had Checkers, we had, I'm trying not to leave anyone out, we had Butcher Block, we had Droombos, we had so many people. And thank you to each individual who came to play on the day, who had fun with us, who bought a spot to get their team on the course. And the feedback has been overwhelming about the work that you guys do, and that has made everything worth it. That was exactly what we aimed for, and I'm so happy that we could give this to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in, Hapi. And again, Side by Side Early Intervention Center, if you want to follow them, go to their Facebook page, or their contact details are there as well. Dion, thank you so much for allowing me to ambush the studio this morning.